This is John Drake, general manager and head coach of the defending champion Sonic Death Monkeys, and you're listening to the official podcast of the South Richfield Fantasy Football League. Monkeys rule, death to all, swing and poop, and touchdowns.
Welcome to the South Richfield Fantasy Football Podcast, featuring your commissioner, Scott Luther.
Hey there, everybody. Thank you for joining the South Richfield Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host and commissioner, Scott Luther. Let's take a quick look at the action from Week 9 before we dive into previewing Week 10. Now, Week 9 was not as exciting as we hoped. Every single team that went in with a better record won their game. In fact, it was so lopsided, the average score was 148-95. That's a 53-point difference in average game score. The closest game was 34 points, and we had three games decided by 62 points. All three of them were 62-point games. So, a bunch of blowouts this week in South Richfield. So, we'll start with the Walking Dez. They beat somewhere over the Duane Bow, 141-107. Tony Carone counted on Tyler Eifert for 28 points, Julio Jones for 25 points, and Dez Bryant for 23 points. Matt really didn't have a chance. Andrew Luck, 25 points. Devontae Freeman, 21 points. Martellus Bennett, 19 points. And after that defeat, Tony moves to 9-1. Matt drops to 4-5. Also, John Drake went ahead and beat Dave Barta, 137-92. Now, John predicted this win. He put in Drew Brees this week as his quarterback and made the right choice. Eli only had 16 on the bench, so 39 points from Drew Brees, 27 from... who is that guy? Oh, DeMarco Murray. And 21 points from Amari Cooper. Dave, Alex Mack at Rain, only 92 points. Matt Ryan, 20 points. Chris Ivory, 19 points. Jarvis Landry, 18 points. That win pushes John Drake and the Sonic Death Monkeys to 7-2. Dave drops to 4-5 on the season. Also this past week, Scott Luther, that's a me, defeated Frank Rando, 165-103. Cutton Hay unleashed their offensive attack on Frank. Sorry about that, Frank. Not too much I can do. I can't control these guys, you know. Andy Dalton, 27. Michael Crabtree, 31. Delanie Walker, 31 points. Frank tried his best. Aaron Rodgers, 43 points. LeGarrette Blount, 20 points. But when Robert Woods gets you zero, it's not going to really do much for you. Sammy Watkins on the bench for Frank with 33 points. Could have helped. Really a 62-point win for Cutton Hay. There wasn't really too much that Frank could do in this one. And that is now four wins in a row versus Frank for me. 9-4 lifetime against him. So, yay me. The biggest point total of the week belonged to Dean Ewer and Huh. He beat Gary Sheffer, eastbound and down, 174-112, 60 points from Antonio Brown. 22 rushing yards, 17 receptions, 284 receiving yards. So good job, Dean. Congrats. Antonio Brown finally paid off for you this season with Big Ben back, but he's down again. Speaking of Ben, he is on eastbound and down's team. Gary, you know, he had a respectable showing in some areas. 27 from Roethlisberger, 23 from Evans, 23 from Peterson, But then you look, 1 point from Mike Wallace, 1 point from Charles Clay. It's not going to get it done. Alan Hearns on the bench for Gary, 25 points. Over on Dean's bench, you had Marcus Mariota with 43 points. He had four passing touchdowns this past week. So Dean has four quarterbacks on his squad. He actually picked the one with the least amount of points this week. So still managed to score the most points in the league. That 60-point output from Antonio Brown. So with that win, Dean moves to 6-3. Gary drops to 4-5 on the season. Also, in Week 9 action, Ben Morrison took out Andy Klein, 147-85. Faga Beefy now moves to 4-5 on the season. The Gunners dropped to 2-7. Big week for D'Angelo Williams, Pittsburgh Steelers running back, 42 points. Cam Newton, 38 points for Ben. Over on the Gunners side, Peyton Manning, 20 points. Randall Cobb, 20 points. I'm sure Ben is looking forward to another big week from D'Angelo Williams as he goes up against the Browns tomorrow. This probably won't be good. It could be more than 42 points. Who knows? The Browns' defense is just that awful. That win for Ben Morrison also gave him a 5-game winning streak over Andy Lifetime. So he's moving to 9-4 against Klein. Again, his favorite team to play in all of South Richfield. Then finally, the last match to discuss, Mike Bland defeated Todd Bard, 122-72. Mike moves to 6-3 on the season, while the Sleepers drop to 1-8. Tom Brady, 21 points for Bland. Very unexpected. I thought Brady was going to have more than 21 points against Washington. But still enough to win. 32 from Lamar Miller, 27 from Alshon Jeffrey. Over on the Sleeper side, Jameis Winston, 17 points. Brandon Cooks, 17 points. Cole Beasley, Dallas Cowboys wide receiver on the bench for Todd. Easily the best game of Cole Beasley's career. 34 points for Beasley. But, again, on Todd's bench. So, not going to help you there. So, with Week 9 behind us, let's take a look at the standings in each division. In the Midwest, it's still the Walking Dez, 8-1, 2-game lead over Huh, and Misem Gonna Get You Saka. They're both 6-3. Big test for Tony this week as he goes up against the Far East Division leader, Sonic Death Monkeys, who are 7-2 and lead that division by 1 game over Cotton Hay at 6-3. We also have 4 teams at 4-5. Matt Coma's somewhere over the Duane Bow. Gary Sheffer's Eastbound and Down. Alex Mack at Rain and Faga Beefy, all 4-5. The tiebreaker goes to the team with the most points. So these 4 teams are battling for the 6th and final playoff spot. Right now, Matt Coma has the spot with 1,085 points. Dave is second with 1,016 points. So he's a full, let's say, 69 points behind Matt. So Dave, you got some work to do to catch him or just win some games. 2-game losing streak for Dave. Other streaks alive. 5-game winning streak currently for Mike Bland. He continues to surprise everyone. He has the second easiest schedule so far as points allowed goes. So, is he the beneficiary of a light schedule? I'm not sure. Also, I noticed I did lose to Mike. It's one of my 3 losses on the season. Of course, every other week that I would have played him, I would have beat him. The 1 week I play him, I lose to him. It's unfathomable is the only word I can describe. Also, we've got outside chance still for, well, I guess an outside chance still for Frank and Andy, both sitting at 2-7. I mean, if they win out, they could be 6-7 and maybe slide into that last playoff spot if everyone else sucks for the rest of the year, but it's not looking good, guys. And then, Todd, I think you're pretty much done for the season. 1-8. Ugh, I don't even know what to say about this team. 777 points over 9 games. It's not good. I think that's like 75 points a game or something. I can't even do the math right now. 85 points a game. So, lifetime, if we take a look at the career standings right now, this is interesting. So, Ben is 94-68 lifetime during the regular season. Of course, he has those two Chicken Bowl trophies sitting in his home. Mike Bland is one game behind him, 93-69 lifetime. So, Mike is looking to pass Ben with a win here, a couple wins here, I guess. And then third lifetime, 86-76, between, guess who? Dave Bard and Scott Luther, who are facing each other this week. So, whoever wins this matchup moves into third place on the overall lifetime wins list. So, good luck to Dave. You're going to need it. Looking at week 10, we've got a few interesting matchups here. Some will determine playoff spots. So, let's dive into it here. First, let's take a look at the biggest game of the week. Two division leaders facing off. Walking Dead and the Sonic Death Monkeys. Right now, Death Monkeys have a slight edge, 10-point favorite. They are 7-2. Tony is 8-1. Tony has number one coach ranking, but the 12th easiest, or I guess the 12th hardest schedule. So the easiest schedule in the league belongs to Tony. Second easiest actually belongs to Sonic Death Monkeys. So these two teams are finally going to play someone. Tony's passing attack is second, receiving attack is third, defense ranked first. Drake's passing attack is tied for third, rushing fourth, receiving fourth. The big problem for Tony this week, if we look at his lineup, he has some byes that are going to hurt him. Phillip Rivers is on bye, so he has to start Matthew Stafford. Julio Jones is also on bye, so if you look at his lineup, he's putting in DeSean Jackson. DeSean hasn't played since, well, he played last week, but he had not played since week one. So we'll see if DeSean can, you know, return some of that magic he had back in Philly days. Over on John's side, he looks like he's going to start Drew Brees again, go with the hot hand. He's playing Washington. Also, he's starting James Stark, who was named the number one running back against the Lions this week. So, we'll see how this game shakes out. Tony, I want you to win. I want you to bring Drake down so I can catch him in the standings, but it just does not look good with this bye that you're facing this week. So, good luck anyway. Also, Faga Beefy at Eastbound and Down. Both of these teams are 4-5 and desperately need a win to stay in contention for that last playoff spot. Right now, Eastbound and Down is a 2-point favorite over Faga Beefy. 102-100, says the guru. Gary's trotting out Joe Flacco, Adrian Peterson, Mike Evans, Golden Tate. Ben, on the other hand, has Cam Newton, D'Angelo Williams, who's only projected to score 13 points by the guru, but that's probably going to be a lot higher. I mean, running backs are just scoring like crazy against the Browns. And then Jordan Matthews had a good game last week for Ben. He's projected to score 13. This is going to be closer than this says. I'm thinking that Ben is going to pull this one off. Move to 5-5. Gary has lost 4 in a row. it's not looking good for Gary right now. The season's starting to go down the tank. Roethlisberger's hurt again. I mean, Flacco's capable. We'll see how this one shapes up. Matt Coma, somewhere over the Dwayne Bow, is taking on Mike Bland. And lifetime, these guys have met 19 times. Coma is 9-10 against Bland. So we'll see how this shapes up. Mike has won 4 out of the last 5 against Matt. So, and right now, Mike is projected to win this matchup as well. 108-90. So an 18-point favorite right now for Mr. Bland. Coma does have to replace Kendall Wright. He is not going to play tomorrow. He's still in his lineup. So let's say you sub in someone, 9-10 points. So Mike's probably a 10-point favorite at this point. Tom Brady is taking on the Giants. The Giants have been involved in some high-scoring games. You saw that game against New Orleans a couple weeks ago. This might be back and forth. Tom Brady's projected to score 25 points for Mike. Meanwhile, Mr. Coma is going to trot out Landry Jones versus the Browns. So we'll see how Jones does. Andrew Luck, obviously out 2 to 6 weeks. Coma has to turn somewhere. He's got Kirk Cousins or Landry Jones. So I guess he's going to go with Jones this week and see how it works out. Fortunately, Matt does have the number one rushing attack in the league. And that's thanks to who? I don't even know who the heck it is. Oh, it's Devontae Freeman. He's on bye this week, though. So that rushing attack probably will not be there for Matt this week. He's bringing C.J. Anderson, and that's it as far as running backs. He's also starting Martellus Bennett, Jeremy Maclin, Julian Edelman, and then his kicker, Justin Tucker, one of the better kickers in the league. Mike is starting Eric Decker, Tavon Austin, Alshon Jeffrey, Lamar Miller, Tom Brady, Brandon McManus. So Mike has the number one passing attack thanks to Tom Brady. So we'll see how this one turns out this week. Probably leaning towards Mike in this one. It's just with no Devontae Freeman, it's going to be hard for Matt to pull this one off. I am going to be facing Dave Barta this week. I'm 9-6 lifetime against Dave and with a 4-game winning streak. So, good luck, Dave. You haven't beaten me since 2011. I might sound a little cocky. I don't know. I should probably watch my mouth because, you know, I have some players hurt. You know, Keenan Allen gone for the season. Matt Forte still hobbling around. That MCL strain. And then I've got to go with Jeremy Langford this week, who did very well for me last week with 25 points. So Andy Dalton, Jeremy Langford, Odell Beckham, Brandon Marshall, who thankfully had a touchdown Thursday night. Not much else. I think he had 23 total receiving yards. Travis Kelce, Greg Zuerlein, Bengals defense. Oh, and Justin Forsett. Dave's trotting out Blake Bortles, Chris Ivory, Jarvis Landry, Stephon Diggs, Gronk, Gary Barnage. Going 2 tight end set. Smart play, Dave. I think that's the way to go. Big bye week for Dave. Matt Ryan, Dante Moncrief, T.Y. Hilton, and Danny Woodhead. All on bye. Danny Woodhead is like the third leading scorer among running backs in our league. That's unbelievable. He's a fantasy beast because of all those receptions. Number one receiving team in the league, Cutting Hay. And we're going to face this Alex Mack at Rain. Let's get some receiving going. Brandon Marshall did not kick it off well, so I'm going to have to lean on Mr. Beckham. And against the Giants, he should get a lot of chances because the Giants will probably be playing from behind. So we'll see if we can extend that winning streak against Dave to 5 games. Dean Ewer is facing Todd Bard. Lifelong friends, Dean is now 13-8 lifetime against Todd. Now, Todd is 1-8, Dean is 6-3. Dean's obviously the favorite in this one. 21-point favorite, according to the guru. Tyrod Taylor, who already played this week for Dean. I can't remember how many points it got him, but I don't think it was a whole heck of a lot. It looks like it was 13 points for Taylor. So, I don't know if that's the best way to start it off. 5 points below projection. Todd Gurley facing the Chicago Bears. Antonio Brown facing the Browns. A.J. Green, Greg Olsen, Allen Robinson. Allen Robinson's going to have a big game against the Ravens. The Ravens' secondary is horrible. So, I think you're going to see a big game from Allen Robinson. Over on the sleeper side, you've got the Rams defense, which is awesome. They're projected to score 12 points. The only other player projected to score more than that is quarterback Jameis Winston. Now, when your defense is the second best player on your team, you're not a very good team. So we'll see how it goes. Has the second-ranked defense and second-ranked receiving core in the league. Sleepers have the fourth-ranked defense. 10th passing, 10th rushing, and 11th receiving. So, looks like Dean might be moving to 7-3, but remember who the Sleepers beat. It was our undefeated team, Tony Carone, the Walking Dez. So, hey, I'm not going to write Todd off just yet. As far as this game goes, I've already written him off for the season. And finally, we got a battle of 2-7 teams. Yard Dogs versus the Gunners. Gunners have lost 6 straight. Yard Dogs have only lost 2 straight. So someone's going to break their losing streak this week. Klein is 6-8 lifetime against Rando, even though he did lose both games against them last season. Over on Klein's team, you've got Peyton Manning, Antonio Andrews, Randall Cobb, Pierre Garçon, Jason Witten, and Marquez Colston, and the Seahawks defense and New England kicker. It's not a horrible team on paper, but I mean, Cobb's been down this season. Manning's definitely been down this season. We'll see what happens for the Gunners. They're one of those teams, I think, that can easily put up 120 points. They just aren't doing it. Yard Dogs, Aaron Rodgers, LeGarrette Blount, Sammy Watkins, Danny Amendola, Kyle Rudolph, Steelers defense, Ryan Matthews, and Caleb Sturgis is the kicker. So, right now, Frank is projected to win this game. 103-101. So, 2-point favorite. Let's call it even. I don't know. I'm thinking that the Gunners are going to pull this off. So, I think Andy will break that 6-game losing streak. I think, like I said, they could put up points. Maybe it's going to come down to the defenses. Seahawks versus Steelers. Who's going to score more this week? I don't know. The Steelers are playing the Browns. Seahawks are playing the Cardinals. So we'll see what happens. Well, that's going to do it for Week 10 preview of South Richfield Fantasy Football League. Thank you all for joining us. Have a great weekend.